My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's important. Not just important, crucial to getting yourselves aimed in the right direction. Today, we have all different kinds of things coming at us from so many different directions, and it's a different world. Many things that at one time we thought to be only geriatric or old age health problems have trickled down. And now we're dealing with health problems at a much younger age. We're having to be more aware, and we just don't have the time to keep pushing everything on the back burner. So we have to be in search of information. We have to search out quality nutritional supplementation. We want to use products from companies that care about us, the consumer, and those are the companies that I bring to you. And today we'll be talking about the line of products from Megafood, and of course, quality and longevity with that company definitely is a great plus. And they're always doing wonderful things. They're reinventing and always just working with us, the consumer. So we'll learn about some of that great stuff today. This is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the individuals that are spending their life and devoting it to educating, formulating, and doing scientific studies and making sure that the word is getting out for us, the consumer, that we do have choices, we do have alternatives and complements. We need to make sure that we have the availability of getting this good information, and that's why I bring you the best of the best. I also send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're amazing at what they do every single day. They make sure that you have the information that you need to be able to make those vital, decisive decisions about your health. And they carry the best of the best. So you really can't make a mistake. You're always choosing from good quality, well-proven, scientific studied products. And that's all they have there. They carry the best of the best. And I'm so glad that they do. Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad that you did, and I guarantee you, you'll keep going back for, you know, more information and to keep refreshing those amazing relationships with people that really care, that are passionate and well-educated in the field of health and nutrition. You can visit them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their website, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read all the industry articles. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And of course, stay connected with Facebook, give them a thumbs up, and get those daily posts so that every day you're connected to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Well, today we're going to be talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, and this is going to be a great show. It always is. Dr. Stokes is a naturopathic doctor and the medical director at Megafood. Dr. Stokes received her naturopathic doctorate degree from Bastyr University in Seattle, Washington, back in 2001. She believes education is a key to making positive changes and truly enjoys educating us. Dr. Stokes has taught Western pathology and psychology of healing at Southwest Acupuncture College. She combines her experience as a naturopathic doctor with an extensive background in natural products industry. And Dr. Stokes' personal mission is to empower people with the inspiration and the tools to change their lives. Help me welcome my guest, Dr. Aaron Stokes. Hey there.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You know, this field is changing. You know, we've both been around a long time, and, you know, we see changes all the time. As people are approaching the Mega Food line. For my listeners that are tuning in for the first time, it's a very, very high quality line of products. Do you see that we're seeing the same interest in this sense of quality and longevity in our products where we might not have seen it in the past?
You know, Jeff, I really am seeing this sort of resurgence of getting back to our roots and really getting back to real food. And that involves looking at quality. And so, you know, I've had opportunity to travel quite a bit this summer, both mainly on work trips, but some vacation too. And there's farmers markets everywhere now. It's so great in every town. And people are wanting that connection with food. And they're also wanting to be part of a bigger picture. I'm also seeing, in addition to the focus on quality, a focus on health, not just our personal health, but also planetary health. People are wanting to work with companies and to buy from companies that are doing good and doing good things. And so that was a really strong validation for us as we became B Corp certified. So it's, you know, it's a kind of a long answer, but it's all connected. And there is a focus on quality, and there is a focus on real food, and also the impact that we're having on the earth.
You know, we venture into these new things, and there's new interest in our field. And, you know, there's a lot of companies out there, Megafood Exec, to be definitely pointing my finger at one of them, that has done amazing things over the years. And, you know, some of these companies could sit back. They could sit back and say, okay, we've already achieved everything we want to achieve. You know, we'll just sit back and enjoy our success, and we've really brought everything we need. But then you have a company like Megafood that says, no, I don't think so. Let's keep going. The world is changing. People are changing. Health statuses are changing. Let's keep going. And then reinventing, and new divisions and new branches off the foundation tree are all sudden there, and new lines and things. And it is never ending if it's a company that wants to keep developing but also being relevant.
Yes, I agree. And I think that it is very important to continue to get better and continue to be better as we learn more about both the state of our health and wellness, which is why most people are tuning in today. We learn more about, for example, nutrient deficiencies that are prevalent in this country and ways that we can fill those gaps to be our best selves. Then we want to keep moving forward and keep developing new supplements, new delivery methods, and new ways of helping people improve their lives.
You know, I was talking with Marge over the store, and we were talking about Megafood recently, and we were talking about the products, and, you know, she's a big fan of the line, as am I. And we started talking again. It always goes in the conversation. We end up talking about multiples and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, one thing that always finds its way into the conversation is the blood builder. And, you know, over the years that I've been around, you know, there came a time when we didn't have really good products like that for people that were trying to build their blood and, you know, in a way that wasn't upsetting their stomach or constipating them or making them just so stomach uncomfortable. And I have never found one person that I recommended the blood builder to that did not walk away or come back or write me or email me or text me to say how great they felt, how happy their doctor was, and how amazing that it worked and digests so beautifully and with no irritation or upset like they had with other things in the past.
Well, you know, Jeff, that's really the issue with iron and iron supplements. Iron still remains the most common nutrient deficiency in the world. And we know that it's primarily women who are at risk for low iron, are women who are currently having their menstrual cycle, women who are pregnant, absolutely, women athletes. And so iron deficiency is interesting because it can create such non-specific symptoms, meaning symptoms like fatigue. You know, that may be iron deficiency, but it could be something else. Decreased focus. Occasional sadness. These are symptoms of iron deficiency, including, interestingly, an inability to get warm, so people that seem really susceptible to cooler temperatures. And really important to get that investigated by your practitioner, by your doctor, because, like I said, fatigue could be something else, but we don't want to miss iron deficiency. And then the other piece that you discussed is that iron supplements, conventional iron supplements, are notoriously difficult on your stomach. They can cause nausea. They can even cause vomiting, or just constipation is very common. And so it's been well documented that many women, up to even half of women, will stop taking iron supplements just because of those extreme side effects. So we've always known Blood Builder was a fantastic product. It's been around for a long time. I've spoken with hundreds of women all over the country who have been positively impacted by taking that supplement when they do have demonstrated iron deficiency. So we were then delighted when the University of Maryland School of Medicine, about a year or so ago, just over a year ago, conducted a study on Blood Builder and basically wanted to look at the clinical effects of reversing iron deficiency and also, just as importantly, the incidence of side effects. And really happy to report that the results showed that this Blood Builder in 8 weeks, which really isn't that long, so that was pretty exciting too, that in 8 weeks they were able to improve the women's iron levels were improved. And there wasn't a single reporting of the women in the study of side effects, so no negative side effects. So that really validated clinically, you know, and it's very exciting when you have a clinical study on a supplement.
You know, and that's amazing, and thank you for sharing that. I hear from a lot of women that, you know, they'll go to their doctor, and their doctor will just send them in, you know, and just say, go get some iron. You know, and after when you usually talk with them, the first thing they'll say is, oh, I just hate taking it. It just ties my stomach in a knot. It constipates me. And that's something that is pretty traditionally known. And they kind of dread and cringe every time they find out they have to start using iron again. But when people start using the Blood Builder, they'll bring their friends in. And I've seen that happen many, many times at the store, or they'll say, is Blood Builder still good to use for this and this? But I have to say that the interesting thing that happened about 2 weeks ago is I had a gentleman that just went through a massive amount of chemotherapy and radiation, and his doctor sent a note over with him to stay healthy, and he recommended the Blood Builder for him because his iron was devastatingly low from the treatment, and he wanted him to use the Blood Builder. And I thought to myself, that's kind of interesting. Usually we don't see men, and if you would talk on that, that would be great, needing iron as much as or as commonly as women do, but that we had a physician that was recommending Blood Builder. That I love that.
Yes, I think that's because of the clinical study. I really do, because it's been published in the Journal of the American College of Nutrition, and so now not only was the study conducted, it was also published, and that's an important next step that really validates, you know, the merits of the study and how it was done. So now it's out in the world, and I do know that there are a lot of medical doctors and other, you know, nurse practitioners, midwives, others that are finding access to this study. And yes, what you said about men is really important. So iron is a crucial mineral in our bodies. It basically helps through its involvement in the production of hemoglobin, it helps deliver oxygen to all of the tissues in our body. So that starts to make a lot of sense, right, of why fatigue and another possible sign of iron deficiency is muscle weakness on exertion. Like, you're literally not getting enough oxygen to your tissues. So when we look at that, iron's very important. It's also important not to have too much iron. So iron sort of has a sweet spot, like a lot of nutrients. And men do not tend to be deficient in iron. The way that women lose iron is through their monthly cycle. And so men, of course, aren't having that. And there is a possibility of men getting too much iron. That's why if you look at most multivitamins, and I would venture to say all multivitamins for men, certainly our multivitamins for men, do not contain iron. They should, men should not be taking iron on a regular basis in supplement form. Of course, food is a completely different thing. Food is first. Food always comes first. And foods that have iron in them, that's totally different. That's fine. But supplementing with extra iron is generally not something that men need to do unless, of course, they have a specific health condition, a specific health situation, and they are advised by their practitioner to take iron. And similarly, just following the same logic, postmenopausal women, women who have moved through menopause, generally do not need to supplement with additional iron. That's why our doctor-formulated women's multi for 55-plus does not have iron, because most women have moved through menopause at that time, so no iron is generally needed unless, of course, you know, again, they're advised by their doctor to do so.
You know, what about women that are much older, women in their 60s and 70s that, you know, they go in for their blood work, but they find out that they're anemic and, you know, never had a history of being anemic? If their doctor recommends an iron to them, would the blood builder be good at that age?
Yes. Well, you know, anemia, you know, could be from a lot of different situations. You know, there's actually hundreds of different kinds of anemia. Mm-hmm. So it could be B12. It could be a lot of different situations. So if a woman is found to be iron deficient, mm-hmm. And her doctor specifically recommends that she take iron, blood builder is a great choice. Again, if somebody, you know, specifically recommended to take an iron supplement, one of the nice things about blood builder is that, you know, you'll know it, and I know you know this well, Jeff, I'm really saying this for folks listening, that blood builder is not just called iron builder, and that's because it contains vitamin C. It also contains folate and B12 to help support healthy red blood cells. And it has beetroot. And so beetroot is a traditional, very nourishing food. It's considered a blood nourishing food. And I think I personally believe that this food inclusion of beetroot, just knowing how beets work in the body, is also very helpful for how it's so the product is gentle on the stomach and does not tend to lead to constipation like most iron supplements. So it's called blood builder because it's a holistic, comprehensive supplement, of course, mainly focused on iron, but it has other nutrients and foods as well to help you build your blood.
Now, when someone first starts using the mega food, do you inform them or should they be informed that they may still see some of the signs of using iron, like a darker stool?
They may. It just depends. It depends on the person. You know, that's kind of a person-to-person sort of thing, but that is possible. So it just varies by person.
Okay. Now, how do you feel about, and this is a good question, just came in. She said, sure. My teenage daughter is 16. She has a very, very mm-hmm. rough menstrual cycle. The doctor said mm-hmm. I should get her iron, and what I got her just tied her in a knot. Is 16 mm-hmm. too young for this blood builder?
So it's generally for menstruating teens. It's definitely, okay. This product's really important. This product's not for children. But once a young woman is menstruating and if her doctor is recommending iron, then she can certainly try the blood builder. Another option that's good for mentioning elderly and possibly with teens as well, depending on how much they've taken supplements or not in the past. We do have a minis option, Jeff, so it's called Blood Builder Minis, and they're smaller tablets, and that can be helpful. Same clinically proven formula, but smaller tablets, so that can be helpful as well.
This is interesting. People love to chime in. It says, I've been bodybuilding for many, many years, and every time I go get my blood work done, my doctor says my iron is low. But he said I'm not anemic. It's just low-ish. I just mm-hmm. eat more greens. I try to eat red meat. I do beets. I do things like that. But every time I go, every 6 months, it's still low. When do I decide that it's time to use the blood builder? Even though he points it out to me, but never really says take iron.
Sure. I mean, I would double check with your doctor, but just to even add another point of clarity around the clinical study, it was specifically done, the study was done with women who were menstruating, of course, and that were demonstrated to have what's called non-anemic iron deficiency. Mm-hmm. So this is very similar to what the caller, thank you for your question, is saying, is it has not progressed to anemia, but it's iron deficiency. And we really wanted to, the researchers wanted to do this, and we were really happy to see this because we are really focused on the nutrient deficiency. So you can be deficient in iron but not have it progress to that level. And it's a little bit, Jeff, I think of it as akin to running on empty. And what really gets tested to demonstrate the low iron is ferritin. And so likely that was, you know, again, I don't know the personal situation, and I check in with your doctor, but that's likely what how that was found out, that you were iron deficient but hadn't progressed to something further.
Now,
so that's a great time. I mean, if you're clearly iron deficient, it's a good time to blood work.
Now, these products are very gentle. They're easily digested, and I've actually tried some of them with food, without food, and no stomach upset. You know, of course, I would love people to take everything, you know, the right way with food and with a good meal. But I mean, I've in a pinch, I've used them on an empty stomach and never had a problem. The blood builder with food, preferably.
Well, it's amazing that this can be taken any time of day, even on an empty stomach. It says it right on the label. And a lot of women just take it any time of day. If you have, you know, any concerns around it, sure, take it with food. I do take blood builder. I generally wind up taking it in the morning with breakfast. So I do have it with food, or at least with a smoothie. But yeah, it can be taken any time of day, even on an empty stomach, which is quite remarkable for an iron supplement.
Now, if you're using...
You have to remember, you know, there's real food in here. There's organic orange in here. There's beets. There's food in the supplement.
So it's a food... It really is truly a food supplement.
Yeah, it's a food... you know, I would say, talk about it as a supplement that has real food from real farms.
Now,
and that's the same with, you know, later when we even talk about our gummies. That's part of what makes our gummies so unique and different. There's real food in there. You can taste the food. You can actually, one of the cool things about the gummies, just to part for a moment from blood builder, is you can actually see the food. And so that really helps people connect with our real food from farms, is that they pick up the gummy, they hold it up to the light, and they can see it.
Now, if someone is using other products in your line, mm-hmm. let's say they're using a multiple vitamin and they're using maybe mm-hmm. another supplement, can the blood builder be taken with that multiple?
Sure. So a women's multi will contain iron. It will have iron in it, except, of course, we talked about a whole doctor-formulated line, which is both gender and age-specific. So the multi for women and the multi for women 40-plus, which I take, they both have iron. The 55 plus, again, we talked, most women have moved through menopause, no iron. So, but if you have iron deficiency and you're needing additional iron, and again, this has been demonstrated, because this is an example, Jeff, when you really want to know. It's in your best interest to know, because again, the symptoms of iron deficiency are really nonspecific, like fatigue, muscle weakness, maybe occasional sadness. So you want to get checked out and know what you're dealing with. But if you know you have iron deficiency, and you've been recommended to take iron, you can take that blood builder with your multi for women.
Another question came in. Do you ever have children that are anemic enough to use the blood builder, and young children? And the reason I ask is I just took my daughter into the doctor. She's 8. And the doctor said he has never seen iron levels this low. Recommended that I make smoothies with greens and beets for her, more red meat he wants her to eat. And he recommended a low potency iron for her to use. I'm afraid of it really irritating her stomach. I'm going to go to Stay Healthy and get the smaller tablets and take it into the doctor to look at. But I'd much rather have her go something natural.
This product is really clear, Jeff, and it's really important, actually, for the formulation of this product and how it was made. It's not for kids. So I think that this listener is going to have to find a kid-specific option, you know, work with her doctor and figure it out from there. But
okay.
This product is not for children.
Any suggestions you could make? As far as maybe other things for diet that she could bring in?
Well, yes, I can. For, you know, again, food first, so that's where I would go first, is I would really love to talk to this mom about her child's diet. You know, I know that children, I have an 11-year-old son myself, I know that children can sometimes be picky eaters. and so it'll be interesting to see what she's eating and if she is a vegetarian or not. I think that, you know, it's very possible to have a healthy diet through and be vegetarian. You just have to pay more attention because we do know that the heme iron that's found in meat, especially red meat, is more readily absorbed by the body. So if you're able to incorporate red meat and you know, that's something that aligns with your family's values and you're able to do that, that can be very beneficial. So red meat's definitely a good source in terms of vegetarian sources. You know, you're going to be looking more at greens and beets, like we talked about. Apricots are a decent source if you can get, you know, sometimes kids really like eating dried apricots. That can be good. Some beans. It's just you have to have a lot more mindfulness stuff around your iron intake if you are a vegetarian. So that's kind of my number one question is that, of course, being a naturopathic doctor and looking at the underlying cause, how did we get here to this really low iron and what's happening with the diet and also what's happening with digestion?
Thank you. That was good information. We're talking with Dr. Erin Stokes today, representing Megafood. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And she's going to talk about the new gummies. I'm really excited to talk about these. We didn't get a chance to meet up last month, so we'll definitely be talking about the gummies. And they're all available, as well as the Blood Builder and the entire line of products from Megafood at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Don't go away. Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over and check out the full line from Mega Foods at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family and realize that you are working with a long-time individual group here in the Las Vegas area. Did you know they're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer? They're also in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Come in and see what a awesome line of products they carry, as well as the most knowledgeable folks that you've probably ever worked with in the business. They have the knowledge, they have the passion, they have the education, and they're there to make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. It's really, really difficult to get healthy today. It's hard to start focusing in the right direction. And, you know, I think a lot of people today are just really confused because we put things off for a long time. And then we finally start to approach that healthy direction. We've got a lot of mountains around us because we weren't focused enough to knock them out when they were molehills and they were speed bumps. And now they're mountains. And then we're now very frustrated. We don't know which way to turn. Tuning into the show throughout the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, hearing the best guests, the best minds in the business, the people that are out there making changes in the world and providing us with all the information we need to make these great decisions. That's what I bring you every single day. And relevant topics as they relate to today's world. And then you go to Stay Healthy and they take you to the next stage. So check out all the products from Mega Foods at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out that blood builder we were talking about the first half of the hour. Stay Healthy, you'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're talking with Dr. Aaron Stokes, and we are definitely talking about Mega Foods. So, Dr. Stokes, you got to tell me about these new gummies. Marge was really excited, and, you know, we didn't get a chance to speak last month. So here we are talking about something that they've been excited about for a while, and I know they've been coming for a while. So how exciting.
Going to make a gummy, we're going to make the best gummy out there. And the reason why we decided to make a gummy is that, you know, it turns out, Jeff, that 40% of American adults, this is not just kids, this is adults, have a hard time swallowing tablets and pills. I didn't really know that. And so that's a lot of people. There's also what we call pill fatigue, you know, where people are taking a lot of different supplements and they're looking for an alternative delivery form. And so that's really well documented. And then you pair that with the fact that nutrient deficiencies in our country are very real. You know, I said earlier that food always comes first. And as a naturopathic doctor, I would love to believe that we can get absolutely everything we need from food. But there's a few reasons why that's really challenging. One is that none of us is perfect. None of us eats perfectly, and we all have our better, you know, I'm sure everyone listening, including myself, think of, you know, really good day where you really ate well, you got in your meals, it was healthy, and then some days where life happens and stuff gets crazy, and you might wind up skipping a meal or just having a less than stellar meal. And then we also have seen through data that the nutrient deficiencies in this country are well documented and that there's a declining nutrient composition of food. So even though food is always still the best, organic vegetables, rainbow of colors, there's clear evidence that we're not eating the same level and quality of foods that our grandparents did. And so there's just so many reasons to incorporate a multivitamin and then to incorporate specific individual additional vitamins as necessary, and from it, these gummies that we created are the very vitamins that we see really widespread deficiencies, vitamin D3, vitamin B12, and even vitamin C. There's 15 million Americans have low serum vitamin C. So the gummies are a delicious and fun way to fill in some of those gaps. And like I said, we tried to create the best possible gummy, and I think we succeeded. Our team, I should say, our great formulation team, very low sugar content, no artificial colors or preservatives, and they all contain real farm fresh food in the gummy that you can seriously taste.
You know, there was a time in the industry where a lot of us turned our noses up to the idea of gummies. Because
I was one of them. I'll be totally honest. I was absolutely one of them.
And I was as well, because I kept thinking, you know, these are just candy. They're nothing more. There's no nutrient value. And of course, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, how companies advance and they do more studying and they do more research and they find ways that are better and more complete and more absorbable and more available. And because I can't imagine that 5 years ago, if you would have asked me if I would ever recommend a gummy of any kind, I would have said no. And I would never, because I just think of them as candy.
Same, you know, that was an option. I'm in the same boat, an option for my son, of course, when he was younger. And you're thinking about getting nutrients, you know, taking a multivitamin. They're young, and there were gummies galore. I mean, there were so many gummy options out there. And I absolutely refused for him to take a kid's gummy. But I have come, and if I would say I've come full circle, because I still have the same high quality standards. I've just come to realize that it is possible to make a better gummy. And in fact, one of the gummies that we have, our B12 Energy Ginger Gummy, is an award-winning gummy because it is so exceptional. It won an award at Expo West, which we both know is the largest natural industry trade show in the country, and it was back in the spring. And people were like, would you win an award for? Because it was, the award was around best delivery format, and gummies are certainly not new. So the reason we won is because of the kind of gummy we created and what we created, and that this B12 Ginger, these are gummies that are designed for adults. These are not kids' gummies. The B12 Energy Ginger, it's with real ginger, and boy, you taste it. If you're a ginger lover, that is a wonderful gummy to have, and I even take it sometimes traveling with me, you know, because that ginger can be really nice for sometimes when you're feeling a little queasy on the road. So these gummies are unique, and I'd love to talk a little bit about them. I don't know. Well, first of all, Jeff, have you had a chance to taste any of them?
I have. They're really, really good, and I agree with it. If you hold them up, you really can see a little bit of the consistency of the product, and I was pleasantly surprised. Thank you.
Sure. And I've heard, you know, I communicate regularly with our sales force out in the world and try to help create educational materials and information for them. And I've heard multiple stories of people who said that they, you know, they had that store employee that they were working with that they knew was going to be challenging because they have really high standards, which we love and appreciate. And they're not gummy people. But we've heard a lot of stories of people that have gotten converted to our gummies because of when they saw the ingredients and they saw how low sugar, for example, our D3 wellness, people realize, you know, vitamin D3 deficiency is very real. There's 90 million Americans that are either frankly deficient or insufficient, which just means that you're not quite deficient yet, but you're heading in that direction. 90 million Americans, that's almost a third of the country. And so D3 is so important for bone health, mood health, immune health. We want to try to help fill those gaps. And I happen to be one of those people who, I'm not deficient, I'm not even really insufficient, I'm solidly in the normal range. But I'm not where my medical doctor wants me to be for my personal health. She specifically said, you need to take more D3. And so I picked the D3 gummy. And it's nice because I do take a lot of supplements. I make a smoothie every day with a nutrient booster powder. I take a multi. I take our turmeric. I take Megafor. And I love all that. But it's kind of fun to have something different and have a little flavor and, you know, get to fill a gap with a gummy.
Now, we treat the gummies as a supplement, not as a candy, not as a snack. And we need to make sure that people know that, you know, because when they taste good, you know, we want to use a lot of them. That's just human nature.
Totally understandable. And it is a great point to make. They are really tasty. Luckily, they don't have that much sugar in them. So they don't quite have that effect of something, you know, that's really sugary and becomes kind of addictive because of that sugar. It's human nature. We really like sugar. So all animals do, actually. So But that's super important. I'm glad that you brought it up. It's also, again, these are adult gummies, and you really want to keep these out of reach of children. They aren't candy. We specifically don't. They don't look like candy. In our case, they're not bears. They're not coated in sugar. There's no sugar coating on these. They're just like these little discreet kind of just small gummies. You want to keep them out of reach of children, and you don't want to overdo it because you don't want to treat them like candy. They are a supplement. Gummy supplements are extremely popular among adults, and we do think this is a good option.
Now, let's say you want to benefit from the B12 and the C and the D3. Can you take them all?
You can, as long as, that's the demonstrated need. And it's actually really a great point to bring up our B12. So we have B12 Energy, and we have it in two different flavors. We have cranberry, which has our cranberry that comes from our farm partner. And then we have the B12 Energy Ginger. And the reason some people ask, well, why do you have two? We really wanted to do the ginger, and we know that not everybody loves ginger. And so people either love ginger or they're kind of lukewarm on ginger. And so people tend to either like one or the other. I have to say that the B12 Energy Ginger is just one of those ones that really kind of wows people. But the cranberry is delicious as well. We have 24 micrograms of methylcobalamin B12. So we have a methylated form of B12 in these that helps support healthy energy levels. And one question that we get sometimes is that people are used to seeing higher levels of B12 in supplements. So the first thing that's great to bring up is that the RDA is 2.4 micrograms, so this is actually 10 times the RDA, what we have in here. And although B12 deficiency is pretty common, especially over the age of 50, what we're seeing, and we do work with a medical doctor that helps consult with us, is that there is a lot of people that are deficient, but there's actually also a whole group of people that are getting a lot of B12, perhaps too much B12, and the common thought is, well, that can't happen because B vitamins are water-soluble, but B12 is actually stored in the liver, and that's something that a lot of people don't realize. And so physicians are commonly seeing also excessive levels of B12 when they're testing it. And so this amount of B12, we really believe, is a sweet spot. If somebody needs to supplement those really higher levels, we have a methyl B12 tablet. But we feel, and the research shows, that this is a very appropriate level for the majority of American adults to supplement. So I kind of want to hit that head on because we definitely get questions. We don't always go with what everyone does, but that's not kind of how we make decisions. We don't just do what everyone else is doing. That's not our MO. We do research, and we look at the data, and we look at information, and we look at what we think is the best supplement we can make, and we consult experts before we decide on our final formulas.
Where do these fit in with diabetics? And I mean, with the way they're sweetened, just so I can clarify that.
They're probably not a good choice for a diabetic. Okay. I would say they're not a good choice just because even though they're very low in sugar, they're 2 grams or less of sugar per serving. And if you're used to looking at sugar on labels, say for example, in any packaged food or juice or anything, the 2 grams or less is really low. That being said, they do have organic cane sugar in them, and I know that people who are diabetic or even have metabolic syndrome are really not supposed to have any added sugar at all.
Okay. And another question, we want to get as many of these out as possible. Obviously,
sure.
We talk about the gentleness of the effectiveness of, using, I guess I should say, the vitamins with or without food, and that's great. But sometimes we have to remember that, the gummies, because they're so easy to digest, we don't need food for those either.
Yeah, they can be taken any time of day, even on an empty stomach.
Awesome. This is exciting, and you're like me. I mean, I was not ready for to endorse gummies.
I know. I really, at first, I asked my questions, and I had my questions, and I was not surprised that all the answers were there. We have an incredible formulation team that said, you know, we really, ultimately, we have a bigger vision and mission. We want to be a force in curing nutritional poverty. And nutritional poverty is a provocative statement, but it's a very real statement. Although there are some people in this country that still do not get enough to eat, and that we need to acknowledge that, the majority of people in the United States have a diet that is high in calories but low in nutrients. And we want to be a force in helping to fill that gap and also to improve people's lives, because when you are not getting the nutrition you need, it's really basic, but it's worth repeating because people sometimes forget in the course of our busy lives. When you're not getting the nutrients you need for your body to do all of the incredible things that your body does for you every day, you just can't feel your best. You know, it's really basic biochemistry. Like, if you don't have enough B12 to support healthy energy levels, if you don't have enough vitamin D3 to support a healthy mood and healthy immune system, you just can't feel your best. And so we had to acknowledge the reality that 40% of Americans are having a hard time swallowing tablets and are really more likely, if they need to supplement with a specific nutrient, to take a gummy. So we take that fact and we say, okay, now how can we make the best gummy, kind of just a gummy that nobody's really seen the likes of before, that has these farm fresh foods in it, that's really low in sugar, that's going to deliver the nutrients that people need. And so we did it, and it took a long time, I mean, to get these gummies exactly how we wanted them. At first, the story that I've heard is that at first people were like, wait, what? You want to do what? But it's very unusual to incorporate a real food from a real farm right into a gummy.
You know, the partners that you work with are really loyal to the company, and what I like is that they consistently make quality, and their soil is good, the way that they're growing is good, and their consistency of their quality, and that's really hard to find today.
Yeah, you know, we really give a shout out to our farm partners. They're really the unsung heroes of the day, these farmers, and there are more and more of them out there. There are more farmers that are converting to organic land that are realizing that we need to repair the soil, and we need to move even beyond organic to really regenerate. We're in a place right now where we need to regenerate the soil, and we really need to think of future generations and future harvests. So we're a force in this. And Jeff, I believe that you know that we became the first supplement company to have our entire line of supplements tested glyphosate residue free. And glyphosate's been in the news a lot lately. Glyphosate is the number one herbicide that's used in our country. Its use has skyrocketed in recent years. So a lot of people realize that glyphosate and other chemicals of this nature are used in conventional farming. But what they don't realize is that this is also used very widely in public parks, at schools. I mean, it's really sprayed extensively in our environment. And so it speaks volumes to the farm partners that we have that we're able to have our entire line. We had every single supplement tested, and we were the first company to have our whole supplement line verified glyphosate residue free. And it's a big thing. It's something that people are wanting more education about. It's actually, I just looked at one of my gummies right here on the fields that are on the side, on both of the gummies. I've got the B12 Energy and the D3 Wellness, but it's the entire line. And we've had so many more speaking opportunities around this because people are wanting to learn more and get educated about this topic.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I love the Blood Builder. I love the line. I love the doctor's formulated line. And, you know, we recommend it frequently because it's consistently good and the quality is there and the products are relevant. I thank you. So great to have you back again.
Thank you, Jeff. It's really good to be back. And we will talk again soon.
Be well.
You too. Take care.
My guest today, Dr. Aaron Stokes, representing Megafood. Of course, you can see the full line of Megafood products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You know, learning about our health, learning about what we can do, what's available, and some of the different avenues that are open to us is really important today. And the great thing about information is that there's great information out there. The downside is that there's a lot of bad or misinformation out there as well. So we want to make sure that you're going to the right people, that you're, you know, getting good information, because it takes forever for us to finally wrap our mind around the idea of getting healthy and that we're going to have to make changes and we're going to have to do this and we're going to have to do that and we're going to have to shake it up a little bit and crawl out of our comfort zone. So once we do all that and we're ready, we should be able to tap into the right information so that we not only see a change, but we also see a difference, you know, and something that is noticeably different so that we can actually truly start doing things right and feeling comfortable that we're making the right decisions. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. They're your Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They have the greatest selection of the highest quality products. They make sure that you have the best of the best to choose from every time you go in. And when you come in with your questions, you leave with answers. And I think that that's really, really great in today's confusing world. I've had people that have brought questions in before, and they gave them good answers, and they said, you know, call me tomorrow. I'll do some more research on this today. And I think that's an awesome service that you don't see. Well, we don't see anything close to full service anymore, that's for sure. You know, most of the time we go to places and you can barely get any attention at all, or the person is too busy on their phone or texting or just, you know, it's, you should be grateful that they're even allowing you to go into their business. And I don't know what happened. I guess I'm just getting old and I miss the old style of full service and being greeted when you walk in a store and leaving with peace of mind and good information and that good feeling that you feel comfortable. You know, we've all been to stores before. When you walk out with friends or family, you say to yourself, I just love that store. You know, they're so nice. I love going there. You know, we don't get to say that very often today. So when you are saying it, like leaving Stay Healthy, you know, that's a big thing. That means that they're working really hard to have you come back again. And I think in today's world, that's a good thing. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their website, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. It's an industry-based site loaded with great industry articles right on the homepage. These are informative articles that will bring you up to date on relevant information for today's world. So if you go there every once in a while and read those articles, you're getting information that you might not find anywhere else. Or you might hear about it way down the road, but you're going to hear about it earlier and on time, hopefully when you need the information, and you're going to broaden your own information guidelines. And I think that's really good. It's about educating ourselves so that we can make better decisions and pass on information, pay it forward to friends and family and coworkers. Also, make sure that you print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase in the store. And give them a thumbs up on Facebook so you stay daily connected to the Stay Healthy group. You know, every day you'll get a post of something, so you'll be connected and enlightened on a daily basis. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry, the movers, the shakers, the formulators, the company founders, the scientists, the herbalists, the best of the best in the field so that we can get information to work with. And they're going to talk always, because my topics are always relevant for today's world. So we're going to be talking on those relevant topics. It's very important. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast. They're archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply go to my webpage, click on the archive icon, download the shows when it's convenient for you so that you'll have the availability of fingertip dialing and strolling and scrolling, and you decide on what show you want to listen to when it's convenient on your schedule. Remember, on Facebook, when you're on Facebook today, tomorrow, sometime soon, go to the top of your page, type in Dr. Dr. Jeffrey Burke, B-U-R-K-E, and when you get to my page, click the like button. Let's stay in touch together. I'll even answer your questions right on my Facebook page. Do something great for yourself today, something healthy and just for you. God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.